Hey, listeners, and welcome back to The Grace Project. I am your host, Kyle Bullock. I am the author of the book, The Grace Project, available now on Amazon.com. This week, I want us to look at the fruit of the Spirit that is self-control. And I want you to go with me in the Bible, in your minds, to Luke chapter 22, where this wild scene unfolds, and I believe truthfully is one of the most challenging passages that exemplifies grace in the Bible, one that for me still baffles my mind, okay? Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, which is the moments right before he's about to be arrested and then killed by the religious leaders in the Roman Empire. He's in the garden and he knows this is going to happen, but they haven't come yet. He's praying in this intense moment, and it's been a horribly long and difficult night. And then here comes the mob. They have come to arrest him and take him away. And Jesus' followers, who are next to him, they don't know what to do. This moment is starting to just really intensify. And one of his followers, in a moment of passion in defending Christ, pulls out a sword and lops off the ear of one of the religious elites. Jesus' response to this blows my mind. He picks up this ear, this injured ear. He puts it back on the man's head, and he heals the man. He rebukes the follower who cut the man's ear off. And this is the part that blows me away and challenges me to this day. I still don't fully understand it. The man that Jesus heals, presumably, still takes Jesus to his death. I mean, think about that for a second. Jesus knows that he's healing this man and that this man is very well going to take him to his death. He shows his miraculous power and his loving kindness. He offers grace. He literally forgives the man and heals him literally in that moment. And the man still refuses to stop things. And he participates in the execution of Jesus Christ. That is unbelievable grace that I don't have towards my enemies. And it's a very challenging portion of Scripture. Admittedly, I am a much more like that follower who, in a moment like that, would pull out a sword and lop someone's ear off because I'm a fighter, not a flighter. And I cannot believe how Jesus would respond with such love and compassion for someone who I would see as doing something so diabolical. The moments in the book, for those who are reading, are getting more and more intensified. And it's leading to a violent crime that's going to rock this whole community. And so those of you who are reading the book, right now, you should be reading chapters 9 and 10-ish if you're following along in the book. If you're not, that's okay. Keep on listening because I think this is all still relevant. And again, nothing is going to be spoiled for you in this listening series. But in chapters 9 and 10 of the Grace Project book, boy, things are escalating to a violent and intense situation. And there in the Garden of Gethsemane, in Luke chapter 22, this is the culmination of a violent escalation. And in those moments when the things around us are getting more and more intensified, our instincts want to kick in. And we either fight or we flight. We want to punch someone in the face or run away. And suddenly grace becomes a very, very difficult thing for us to offer because we are thinking with our primal brain. That's what makes Jesus's action of healing so radical in that moment. But it also makes this fruit of the Spirit that is called self-control very hard for us to do. How do we offer self-control gracefully to others in those intense situations? How do you practice the rhythms to get you to a place where you can have a more Jesus-like response in those difficult and intense situations? It's very difficult to do, I'm not going to lie. And I am not the person maybe to tell you how to do it perfectly, because I certainly am not. But there is this bit in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, that I think might hold the answer. And it's a very simple exercise this week, but very profound. So I'm going to read to you out of the Message from Matthew 11, 28 through 30. This is what it says. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? I mean, just stop there for a second. Of course, if you think about the world that we are living in, this polarized world, oh my gosh, I'm tired of the media. I'm tired of these wars that are happening all over the world. I'm tired of the way that the church has responded so poorly or has divided or has abused its power. Oh, I'm tired of it. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted from it. So in Matthew 11, it says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Check, check, check. It continues. Here's what you should do. Come to me, that is Christ. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Christ's invitation to those who are weary and frustrated and tired and wondering how are we supposed to have self-control in these frustrating times. His invitation is for us to walk with him, which means following his faithful example of doing life every day. And he says, I love how it's worded in the Message. We learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I mean, what a beautiful thought. Grace does not have to be something that we force out of us and labor over every second of the day just to make it work, like we're trying to win a trophy or win the Olympics, the spiritual Olympics. No, we learn through practice and work the rhythms of grace, and it becomes unforced and natural and second nature. But it takes time. And when it starts to become natural to us, that burden of what do I do in those intense situations becomes lighter. So the first thing I want to offer you when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit that is self-control is to know that you have been offered grace already. God has offered you forgiveness, and Christ here has literally given you the invitation of healing. Come, hang out with me. I want you. I want you to be around me. I like you. Come to me, you who are weary and worn out. You have been offered grace right there. You can know that when you're imperfect, and trust me, you and I will get this wrong at some point. We have already been offered grace. If grace feels difficult right now, then it's simply because you are learning a new rhythm. And I congratulate you on challenging yourself to grow and to learn in this way. And I promise you, over time, things might get easier for you to bear as long as you stay the course, walking with Christ all along the way. Don't stop pursuing active grace in your life. Remember, you've been offered grace, and don't stop chasing grace. The practical step for this week is really very simple. Spend time with Christ. And what does that mean? Let's get practical. What does that even mean to spend time with Christ? Get away into a place where you are uninterrupted. You want to pray? Then pray. You want to journal? Then journal. You want to sing unto God? Then sing unto God. Find a place of solitude. Spend time expressing yourself, and then stop and meditate and listen. Listen by watching the examples that have been laid out to you in Christ's life, by listening to the scripture, by pausing and reflecting and asking God to be there with you. Do this every day for the next few days. Just get away. Make 5 minutes of time to do this. And you too will be given the unforced rhythms of grace over time as you continually develop your grace muscle with Christ by your side. This is how we develop, I believe, the fruit of the Spirit that is self-control. And may God continually show up every time you call, because He is faithful to you and He is faithful to me. Thank God for His grace to us. I will see you on the next episode.